Water pollution. Cleaning up a putrid stream of water. Residents along Klong San Sap have little faith that officials can restore the canal. Looking at the black and lifeless Klong San Sap, canalside resident Saro Puksamli finds it hard to believe he once drank water from it. When he was young, water in the canal was almost no different from today's tap water, as people used it for cooking and daily household routines. The canal was also a place where he and his friends learned to swim. That was decades ago, when most of Bangkok was still green and not covered with roads and concrete buildings, said Mr. Sarot, a 60-year-old resident of Ban Krua, an ancient Muslim community in Ratchadewi district. He thinks constantly about the revival of old San Sap. His dream is also shared by many people aged over 50, including Bangkok Governor M.R. Sukhaban Paribatra. The governor is working with officials and the people to clean up the canal, but it is doubtful whether their efforts will bear fruit. M.R. Sukhaban pays much attention to Klong San Sap, Deputy Bangkok Governor Amon Kichawenkun said. If you ask me whether we can turn it into a clean canal, my answer is yes, but it's going to be very difficult. His solution is to divert polluted water from Klong San Sap to nearby canals and rivers. The aim is to dilute the filth in the larger body of water. However, one problem is that if dirty water is diverted elsewhere, the level in the canal would be reduced so much that boat transport could not continue. We have to ask commuters whether they would be prepared to accept boat services being halted, Mr. Amon said. This question has obviously drawn opposition. Today, Klong San Sap is a major transportation link for city folk who want to avoid traffic congestion, while others, whose homes are far from main roads, have only the canal as a convenient way to access their communities. Primarily, Klong San Sap was built as a route to connect the Chaopaya River in Bangkok and the Bang Prakong River in Chachungsau under the orders of King Rama III in 1737. It was later ignored when land transport became more popular. However, City Hall began to see its importance 20 years ago when traffic in the inner city started to become unbearable and the canal appeared to be an alternative transport link covering major venues, Ratchadamnun, Nok Avenue, Payatai, Pratunam, Asok, Tonglaw, and Ramkhamhaeng Road. Though it significantly speeds up travel for city commuters, those who use the boat services fear being splashed by the fetid water. Mr. Sarot blamed some canalside communities and businesses, especially massage parlors on nearby Petbury Road, for releasing wastewater directly into Klong San Sap. The problem has caused city officials to spend a lot of effort in returning life to the canal, ranging from encouraging residents not to drop garbage into it, to building more wastewater treatment plants to treat wastewater in the capital. However, because of budget constraints, there are insufficient wastewater treatment plants in the capital, and as a result, only 30% of unwanted water from the city's sewers is treated, Deputy City Clerk Sanya Shinimit admitted. Yet, wastewater treatment is considered to be the most appropriate and sustainable solution rather than diverting wastewater from Klong San Sap to other areas, he said. Water diversion is acceptable in the short term because communities and businesses will, in the long run, release even larger amounts of wastewater into the canal. But the barriers to cleaning up the canal are not causing city officials to give up their efforts to cleanse Khlong San Sap and other city canals. M.R. Sukhumban's policy of Khlong Suoy Nam Sai, clear and beautiful canals, is being carried out, Mr. Sanya said. We are also planning to build more wastewater treatment plants to cover wider areas of Bangkok. However, the water quality in Khlong San Sap has remained critical for decades. It is hard to convince some Bangkokians who once experienced a clean canal. I really want to see Khlong San Sap become alive again after I retire from work, said Chawalit Metayaprabhat, the owner of Krobkrua Kongsong Company, which provides boat services along the canal. In his 60s, Mr. Chawalit said he felt helpless over the bureaucratic system, which is too slow to solve problems, unlike in other countries.